I'm in Georgetown in South Seattle, where Diana Bodwin is taking me along the route she typically walks with her boy, whose name is Teddy.
We're walking on a busy area, but there's also a train going by.
Does Teddy like the train?
He's a 4-year-old boy. This is very exciting.
Teddy's in preschool, and he's not with us. But this is one of the routes Bodwin and her son use to get to their local park.
We're right along the Trailer Park Mall, along Airport Way.
This was also the route mother and son plan to walk next year, when Teddy was expected to go to Maple Elementary School.
We know Maple, and we know that we feel connected to it, and we were prepared for it, and we have a good experience and good, you know, good recommendations from parents who have been there in the neighborhood.
But under the proposals, Georgetown children would be assigned to a school farther south and farther away, Van Asselt Elementary. Bodwin's commute would double to 2 miles instead of one, which she says would be way too much for Teddy to walk. The Seattle School District is forecasting enrollment to grow by another 9,000 students between now and the year 2020. And it says it has no choice but to adjust its school assignment map. District spokesperson Teresa Whipple.
We do need to look at boundaries for where students go to school and make some adjustments to those.
Under the proposals, about 20% of the elementary school assignment map is being changed. And the district has also recommended closing Pinehurst Elementary in the city's north end. The district is hosting community meetings tonight and tomorrow before final recommendations are made to the school board later this month. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.